Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3. Now, according to the Innovation in Public Finance report, 91% of public sector respondents said some kind of innovation was happening in their organization, with slightly less in the private sector claiming this was the case.
Well, ACCA recently celebrated its first Connections Day last month, bringing together its members, future members, stakeholders and partners around the world with a host of events to highlight the importance of connectivity. Well, we speak to Pauline and Giovanni, Partnership Manager at ACCA Singapore. Well, Pauline, welcome to the show. What is the current state of innovation in public sector finance?
Good afternoon, Bernard, and thank you for having me. Well, the current state of innovation in public sector finance is actually quite positive. So when we look at innovation in the public sector, we have to keep in mind that it is not something that only the public sector looks at, right? All organizations definitely value innovation.
Mm-hmm. But when we say innovation, what do we mean then?
Well, when we talk about innovation, we talk about the innovation from three criteria. It's got to be new, it's got to be implemented, and it's got to have public value. So those are the three things that we looked at in defining innovation in the public sector.
Mm. And you say it's quite positive in the public sector finance space.
Indeed, it is. Particularly because, as Bernard just mentioned, we did find that 91% of respondents said that innovation was taking place within the organization. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we could see that finance plays a more integral role in the innovation cycle. And that's something that we can definitely play up on.
Mm. What do you mean, though? You've got to pay for innovation.
No, not at all. I think it's just a matter of looking at what the finance function can actually contribute in terms of innovation within organizations.
Right.
So if we look at an innovation cycle that's been introduced by the OECD, there is a range of, I guess, steps that an organization would go through, whether it's defining the problem, ideation, developing a business plan, and then moving through to budgeting and the like. And the finance function has a role to play in each of those steps, whether it's bringing different functions of an organization together in a collaborative space to innovate, or in fact, putting their specialist skills to that process.
Okay, so what does really innovation mean? Maybe you can educate our listeners. What does innovation mean?
Give us an example.
In the public sector of finance.
Well, what was interesting in the report is, you know, we tend to think of innovation in big ways, right? Mm-hmm. Where we think, oh, it's got to be big. But actually,
yeah,
it comes
reinventing
in
the wheel or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, phenomenal as the wheel.
But it doesn't have to be that way. I think the report actually suggests that there are two ways in which we can actually look at innovation. One, looking at the magnitude of innovation, and the other, looking at the origin. So it can be that innovation is radical and transformative, but it also can be incremental, right? And then on the flip side, it could be directed, meaning top-down, or it could be something that's very grassroots-led. So it really is a matter of what the situation is and what kind of innovation that situation calls.
Could you give us an example, though? We're still finding some trouble wrapping our heads around it.
Sure thing. So in the report, there were a number of examples that are actually illustrated. One has to do with the in Pakistan, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So you've got the Punjab Revenue Authority looking at how they could actually innovate in terms of collecting taxes, right? But how do you do that? And it's part of a longer innovation journey that they embarked on. How they did that was actually connecting their point of sale system to a system that tracked receipts and therefore tax revenue, right? But that's just one step in the journey for them, because then they looked at things like, well, how well is this going to go down with the community? And so then they actually implemented programs around it that then actually helped to push that innovation journey forward. Mm. And there are some other exciting examples, for instance. In France, for instance, in Paris, they actually have a process called participatory budgeting. And this is where 5% of the innovation budget is set aside for citizens to actually come up with ideas or put forward proposals on what they think will actually be beneficial for their community.
Well, we can share with us, what are some of the facts, the forces rather, that you feel is really driving finance innovation in the public sector?
Well, there are a number. I think the ubiquitous one is, of course, technology.
Okay,
we
for sure.
find that everywhere, right? You turn left, right, center, it's all around. In fact, we're actually doing an ethics film festival now that looks at the impact of technology and ethics, actually. But really, what we are seeing is technology is a huge driving factor. And that has to do also, I think, on two ways, right? So you can't get left behind, so you really need to move with the times. And so technology is one factor. Rising public expectations is another. You know, you've got an increasingly educated population or citizens who understand the mechanics of finance. And they want an accountable government. And I think that basically really looking at productivity and what the taxpayers' money will do for us as a nation.
Mm. Why then do you think public finance professionals believe the government needs to shift from the current dominance of incremental innovation to more radical forms of innovation? Do they just want it because of speed, perhaps?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that, well, speed is a factor, isn't it? Because when you think about the rate or pace of change, that's kind of increasingly, well,
it's exponential almost, yeah.
Exactly. And so I think it's public finance professionals understand that if we don't actually get ahead of the game, if we don't take those transformational steps towards innovation, then there is a point in time that we're actually going to be left behind and basically, you know, landing on the back foot, as it were, with regard to moving ahead and getting these objectives that they need met.
Okay, we're talking to Pauline Giovanni, Partnership Manager at ACCA Singapore. I mean, how can public finance professionals work with the finance business partners to connect across the organization and help to shape a culture of innovation? What do you think?
Well, if we look at the public finance professional as an enabler of innovation, I think then it becomes clearer, right? Because the finance function can actually play a very important role as business partner. Because they have an aerial view of the business, they work with different functions within an organization, and they can actually see where the dots connect. And I think that if they then put themselves in a position of thinking, well, how else can I add value? Then they're going to be thinking about, well, how can I combine these two aims because they will lead to the same outcomes? So you really get more bang for buck, as it were.
What about some examples, again, just to help us wrap our heads around it, Pauline, of emerging practice in the public sector innovation?
So an example would be processes, process innovation, for instance. If we look at how we look at procurement processes, for instance, or even around, you know, approval processes for projects that you want to put forward, I think there's an opportunity for the finance function to basically bring different people together to think about, you know, what the problem actually is, what are the possible solutions that we can come up with, and then work with these teams to come up with a business plan to determine if the ideas that are brought forward will actually work and will actually, you know, kind of actually support the organization's overall goals. Mm. At the same time, being cost conscious and making sure that that dollar is stretched.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all sounding like it's all pointing towards speed, though. If we use the procurement process, as you mentioned earlier, perhaps they would like the peeling away of bureaucratic red tape, as it were, go through the process as quick, streamline everything, just so it'd be more efficient.
I think that is part of, you know, what we want to see, isn't it, in terms of organizations, whether it's a public sector or not. But certainly it matters a lot more because at the end of the day, you're accountable for those dollars to the larger community, to the nation. And I think speed is definitely one aspect of it, but I think value is actually more important. What can we actually bring to the table that was different in terms of the way that we're doing things, but also new solutions that, you know, that we've never seen before?
Pauline Giovanni, Partnership Manager over at the ACCA Singapore, thank you very much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.